I touched on goodness of fit, and you know now from hearing what I just said that when there's a relative goodness of fit, there's going to be more harmony in the family. It's less likely that that kid's going to leave the house at 16 or leave or be, you know, go start over, change your name. I mean, these are real things that happen. I had an adult bulimic who is well recovered and doing wonderfully now. She's in her early 20s. And really, when we got down to the core of the work, she was born as a twin in a family that was very, very formal. And it mattered very much to the mother that everything was pristine and clean. And that, she was her real daughter, had to wear bows in her hair and skirts. And I mean, the mother came into parenting with lots of expectations and ideas about what her daughter was going to be and what she needed to be, and proceeded to put that upon her daughter. And in the therapy, as she sort of went through metamorphosis, it was like fighting and struggling in a cocoon, and she busted out. She started wearing Birkenstocks, and she went hiking, and she wanted to go off to Colorado on spiritual retreats, and she had long hair and braids, and her mother went really mad. And of course, targeted me as the bad guy, because I was loving this child and embracing who she was. And of course, it was my fault that I formed her child into some hippie that she couldn't tolerate. Now, I really don't believe that's what happened. Now, we call that rebellion, and we have words for it. And I tried to ease this mother, because you know what the truth is? She has a lot of her parents in her. It's just that the mother was so controlling about it. I keep reassuring this mother to give her some peace of mind, that all those values and standards that mattered to her, that she gave her, are still with this girl. And as she needed also to go through her dramatic individuation and crisis into young adulthood, and also give her mother a very hard time and put her Birkenstocks in her mother's face, she will come back and probably balance somewhere in the middle. I know her well, and I believe that will happen. But that was her flight to take off into autonomy. And it was valid that when she was young, her mother did have a hard time saying, who are you, and how do you feel, and what do you think? Her mother was busy telling her what to feel and how to think and what to do, because it mattered too much. I'm a parent. We all go there. This isn't a talk to depress you if you go there. We all go there. And we watch it carefully. And it's a fine line when you're parenting. And I always tell parents, we have the right, we're parents, we have the right to have our values and our standards and what we teach our children. That's what we do. And we do the best we can doing that. And that's your privilege as a parent. But your child also has the right to grow up and, when they get to a certain age, kind of decide what they're going to incorporate and what they're going to throw out, what they're going to come back to. Right? We all went through that too. So, goodness of fit. I'll give you a couple more simple examples with a couple other children. A mother came in my office last year. She comes from a Southern family, all daughters in the family, and not just no brothers that she grew up with. And she's got a five-year-old girl who's really brassy and really abrasive and pretty aggressive. And it was really upsetting her. She was beside herself what to do with this daughter. She didn't know how to raise her, what to do, and she thought it was a problem, that this needed to be changed or fixed. When really, as I did the intake and saw the whole picture and who the father was, the daughter's the spitting image of the father and quite like him. And they were able to laugh about that and see that, and you can see this real split in the family, because the second daughter is very much, very akin to the mother. This is something that's all of us deal with in raising children and having harmony in our families. It's just an important concept to recognize if you want to be awake. And what I believe I do when I do these talks is wake people up and help you be mindful. We can just be better at what we do as parents or managers or teachers or in relationships if we're awake and we're mindful. So that's goodness of fit.